It's All Things Considered. I'm Jen White. This summer, Michigan Radio announced a new three-year initiative. State of Opportunity captures the stories of children and families living below the poverty line. But beyond the statistics, we're also exploring what it takes to make Michigan a place where our most vulnerable kids have a chance to build a positive future. I'm joined now by Jennifer Guerra and Dustin Dwyer, our State of Opportunity reporters. Hi, Jen. Dustin, glad to have you here.
Thanks.
So we're into the project now. As reporters, how much of a challenge is it to cover kids in poverty? Jen, I'll ask you first.
Well, I would say it's obviously a really tough topic, and there are so many factors that go into telling a story about poverty. It's not just one thing that contributes to it. So really trying to weigh all the factors at one time and build that into a story is pretty challenging, and oftentimes it's not really what people want to hear, maybe. So that's been kind of a challenge.
Dustin, what about you?
Well, for me, I guess the biggest challenge has been that we know we have 3 years to talk about this subject, and we know that we have a lot to talk about, and it's figuring out how we get all of the things that need to be said about this out there. We've heard a lot from people on our website. We've heard a lot from people. We've had some community meetings, and lots of people come up with these great ideas, and you really need to talk about this. You really need to talk about that. And I just have to respond, I know I really want to, but we just haven't gotten to certain things yet. And it's just sort of, you know, trying to have the time to address all these really important topics has been the thing for me.
Yeah, and to build off of what Dustin said, you know, when you're tackling a project as huge as this one, Dustin has been doing a lot of the weekly features. And so it's a lot of laying the groundwork, right, to kind of present to people why we're talking about the issue. And so we hope to then really get into the nitty gritty as we move forward.
Now, I know you're following some families over the 3 years of the project. Are there certain patterns that are starting to emerge in these families' stories?
Well, I'll speak to it. I mean, for me, it's that there's less of a pattern than you might have thought heading in. You know, our project kind of has two ways of looking at these issues. We look at statistics, we look at data, and we look at sort of trends. But then when we talk to the individual stories don't always match up with those trends. And the thing that's being reinforced to me over and over again is that everyone is an individual. And you can't just say because a child is in this situation and there's a 70% chance that children in this situation have this type of outcome, you can't say, well, then this child will have this type of outcome. Because every family is different and every family is working to really do the best for their kids. And there is no pattern.
Have you been surprised by any of the stories you've come across or any of the research you found?
Well, I'm working on a documentary about infant mortality, and I was sort of tasked with this idea of doing a documentary about infant and maternal health, just in general. And so I wasn't really sure how to approach it, but the question I kept coming up against was, wait, what? We haven't solved this problem? I mean, infant mortality is still a big problem in Michigan. We're above the national average for the past 20 years. And the disparities between Black babies and white babies and Native American babies and on, it was really staggering to me. And so that's sort of led me down the path of doing this documentary to try and figure out what we know, what we don't know, and what's working, and if it can ever really truly be solved.
Dustin, what about you?
There are things we think we know about children who start out disadvantaged, and a lot of the research sort of confirms those things. Some of the research overturns the ideas that we have, but a lot of the research just sort of shows how much worse the problems are than we usually acknowledge. This idea of the infant mortality rate, I think a lot of people are aware that there's a disparity among races and among socioeconomic groups, but the extent to which that problem has persisted and not changed, not gotten better, is surprising.
To follow up on that, have you come across any answers?
Well, my cheeky answer would be to listen to the documentary, which is going to air early next month. I think to unpack it all right here might be a little difficult. I think the most surprising thing is there is, you know, just a growing body of literature and research about it's not just a biomedical problem. It's also what you often hear referred to as social determinants of health and the research that goes along with that. So where people live, play, and work impacts a life of an unborn child. And that's where a part of my documentary, that's where I look at the social determinants of health and the research that's there. But there are a lot of unsolved questions out there.
Jennifer Guerra and Dustin Dwyer are reporters with our State of Opportunity Project. If you've missed stories in the series so far, you can find them at our website, michiganradio.org. Jennifer, Dustin, it's good to talk to you. Looking forward to hearing more.
Thanks.
Yep, thank you.